50 years ago, 9 black students occupied the Allen Building at Duke University. It was a protest against segregationist university policies and the lack of support for black students. Police threw tear gas, and Duke officials put the occupiers on probation. But administrators later approved the creation of what is now the African and African American Studies Department and began to more actively recruit students and professors of color. But as Rebecca Martinez reports, activists say their fight is far from over.
Sydney Roberts is a current Duke student. 3 years ago, Roberts and several other student activists revived an old tactic. They occupied the Allen Building to demand a living wage for staff and other protections for people of color.
I've been pulled through student conduct 2 times because I've been a part of a student demonstration that was asking for workers to be able to pay their rent. We're asking for black students to be able to feel like if something happens to them, like the N-word gets written on the Mary Lou, that they have some sort of process for dealing with the constant racial violence they're facing on this campus.
Roberts was speaking on Duke's campus as part of an intergenerational panel. The topic, how campus activism has changed since the first Allen Building takeover. The panel included original Allen Building occupier Janice Williams, as well as her son, Terrain Williams, also a Duke alum.
We're definitely not there yet. We're definitely not there if the music we want to play in a coffee shop can't be played and we get fired over it. We're definitely not there if we still got nooses being put up and we're seeing them on campus.
Back in 1969, community activist Howard Fuller organized support in Durham for the Allen Building occupiers. He acknowledges that the interminable push for change is exhausting.
If you believe, and I do, that racism is woven into the fabric of American society and it has a permanence, then the question is, why would you fight? It's because you have to fight even when victory is not possible. Because not to fight is to co-sign on the injustice.
Despite the frustration panelists expressed, the tone of the event was celebratory. Current administrators praised the activists' efforts from 50 years ago. Roberts finds that hypocritical. Still, they stay positive.
What makes student activism so amazing is that in spite of all of that, every day we wake up and fight. Every day we wake up and push administrators to hold themselves accountable and to the code of conduct that they set out forth for students.
And every day, Roberts said, they work together to make Duke a place that feels more like home for people of all backgrounds. Rebecca Martinez, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.